apologize to that baby.
I'm sorry.
Now apologize to me.
For what? I'm sorry?
You know what you did.
I don't.
You do.
I'll rewind the tape. Welcome to Anime Autopsy. This is episode 35, Tokyo Revengers, season 1, part 5. So we're going to close out season 1 here. I think we discussed this off air, but season 2 will be coming out January 2023, and it's called the Christmas Arc or something like that.
But is that even the dub?
Probably not.
No, we'll probably have to wait longer.
Well, I will say, Crunchyroll has been doing simulcasts with a lot of shows. It might be 2 to 3 weeks delay, but usually whenever a Japanese episode will come out after that 3 weeks, you'll get a dub come out if it's simulcast. So here's hoping, because it's, I would say, been one of the bigger animes as far as in Japan to come out within the last couple of years. So like season 1 was coming out during the pandemic, and then also they came out with that live action movie that did super well. But I want to see that movie so bad, but there is literally no way to get a hold of that movie until they start the distribution rights for the movie to go out, say like on streaming or something like that. But there's like no way to view it unless you saw it in theaters in Japan. So like there's clips here and there, like trailers and whatnot, but I think it should be coming up pretty soon. Oh, another piece of anime news. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is officially on Crunchyroll as of, I think, yesterday. So like we're recording this on the 24th of September. So Jujutsu Kaisen the movie, Zero, is officially out on Crunchyroll to stream. So we should do that. All right, let's get on to this rant. What did Adam Levine do?
He's a whore. Can I say that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a whore. So it came out. So it all started with this TikTok video, which I still don't know if I know all the tea, but I'm going to spill as much as I fucking know about it. So this girl, Sumner, I think is her name. Don't remember her last name. Instagram model, I think she is. Nobody really of importance. Came forward and made a video basically talking about how she had an affair with Adam Levine for like a year or some shit like that. And she wanted to bring it up because she had disclosed that information to some friends that she thought she could trust. And I guess one of them tried to sell it. You know, so she decided to bring it forth first, but basically described herself as like being a victim in a way. But my thing is, you had an affair with a married man that you knew was married. Yep. He's a fucking celebrity. Everybody knows he's married. And now 3 other women, I think, have come forward about them also having an affair with this married man. And the fact that, and apparently she had cut it off at some point, and then he hit her up like a couple months later or some shit, was like, I'm having another kid. And I think he said something along the lines of, if it's a girl, I want to name it Sumner.
That is very creepy.
So not only did you cheat on your wife, you're now going to name your newborn baby after the woman you cheated on her with. So it's just like a whole bunch of shit. And now it's funny because people, like you said, people are turning it into memes and shit.
Yeah.
And there's this one girl that I watch on TikTok who has this really big dog. And she's like, you know, it's funny. Adam Levine slid into my DMs about my dog. And was basically like, well, your dog's so cool, yada, yada. And she's like, well, don't you have a dog? And he's like, yeah, but it's not as cool as your dog, basically. And people were making fun of the way that he talks to women. Because he texts like a freaking prepubescent boy out of high school.
I saw the memes. So I don't know if it was like what he was actually saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's usually the same quotes in all the memes I've seen.
Yes. And the one that really stuck with me most, I thought was so funny, was something about, I'm going to have to see the booty. I'm like, what? I don't know.
The ones I have it's seen hilarious. In memes, he talks as if he is a 16-year-old boy.
Yes.
That has finally gotten the ability to text ladies.
Yes. But, like, it's after 9 o'clock at night, of course, when it's free and stuff like that, you know? And,
yeah, call me at, you know, 901. 901, just to be safe, you know?
But I'm like, what, this is their second or third kid? And, oh, like, I have no idea. Just announced that she's pregnant. Like, she's just now starting a show and shit. And now all this is coming to light. And, like...
It's got to be super embarrassing for her.
Exactly. And I always felt like I didn't know this shit about Adam. I always kind of looked up to him. I love his music. We just talked about how my dad would play the one fucking song over and over and over.
I feel like maybe we cursed the situation by bringing that song back up.
I am so sorry if like, so.
I'm sure other people like old school Maroon 5. But like my mom, for instance, wore that CD out. Every single day.
The fact that people are making fun of women because they're like, you let somebody with tattoos like that.
He does have
into your DMs.
Very odd of choice tattoos.
Do you remember those doodle bears that were a thing when we were children? No. Somebody said he looks like a fucking doodle bear. You don't.
Let's look up on stream. Let's look up his tattoos.
You don't remember these? The little doodle bears that you could draw all over.
Oh, you could draw on them and then put them in the wash.
Yes!
And then they would, yeah.
Somebody said his tattoos make him look like one of these. I don't think I had one growing up, but look at it. Oh, and then there's a TikTok. I meant to send it to you. This guy's going somewhere with his girlfriend and she's pissed. Like she's sitting in the car, she's pissed, yada, yada. And he's like, what is the problem? And they get to talking, and then he's like, oh, I know what it is. She's basically mad because Adam Levine cheated on his girlfriend or his wife. And she goes,
yeah, you sent me this.
He cheated on his Victoria's Secret model wife. So if it can happen to her, it can happen to me.
And he's like, he's basically like, thanks, Adam.
Yeah.
This is your fault. But let's see. Hold on. Let me pull it up on the stream.
Tell me he doesn't look like a damn doodle bear. I don't think...
There we go.
I had a doodle bear growing up, but I remember him.
I didn't. Oh, my. Okay, so the first thing that jumps out to me is that he's got California tattooed across the stomach. And then he's got, below his belly button, a lion? Can we zoom in? Oh, I don't know what that is. Don't like that. Okay, well, let's say. So he's got a lion below his belly button, a butterfly to his left of that. And then what looks like the Indian statue head there on the other side. A angel baby next to his right nipple. These look like old school style tattoos.
Like American.
American traditional tattoos. Which on one hand I think is cool. But they are... He looks like a sailor from 1952. That just has random tattoos on him. And then he's got a hand that has a rose. Like, I'm sure these are all very symbolic somehow, some way. But then again, maybe not. I want to see what's on his arms.
I don't know. But all I know is that he's in some deep shit right now. Oh, that's when he was less of a doodle bear.
He is. I mean, I'm a man of many shitty tattoos. But this guy has got to have the most random tattoos I've ever seen.
I think, too, now it makes it worse just because he has cheated on his wife. Excuse me. But, yeah, if it can happen to her, it could happen to any of us. She's a flipping model. I'm nowhere near a model, and I'm scared of getting cheated on again. Not by you. I mean, I'm scared of getting cheated on you. But I've been cheated on a lot, okay? Not in this relationship, but I've been cheated on a lot to the point where I'm scared it's just going to be a continuing thing throughout my life, relationship-wise. And I've told this one, I ain't doing this crap again.
Is that her?
I don't know. I thought she was prettier than that.
I don't mean to be rude or anything, but...
I don't think that's her.
She looks...
I don't think that's his wife.
You know, I will not speak my opinion of her because she is going through a lot. I'm trying to get to the, where's the spouse? Oh, here we go. Yeah, that was her. That was her. Well, you know what? Shame on him. God, that's a terrible mustache.
Looks like he was in Reno 911. But yeah, that is the Adam Levine drama.
Rant complete. Yeah, so episode 35 of Anime Autopsy. Can hardly believe it. Before we get into the housekeeping notes, do you have a sort of kind of guess of what show we're going to do next? Because it's your turn to pick. Keep in mind, we can do any show, and we could do season twos of shows we've already done, as long as there is one.
Yeah. I mean, because at some point, I would really like to get back into Inuyasha, because obviously it's my favorite anime, but there's still animes that we haven't done yet that I'd like to do.
How many seasons of Inuyasha are there?
Like 7 or 8.
Yeah, and then there's like the...
The movies, there's 4 movies. Well, not the and movies, then there's the final part.
Yeah.
Which like, is, I think, is 26 episodes long.
The kids.
Yashahime. Yeah.
So, like, we're not exactly going to run out of material for Inuyasha anytime soon. And, like, we could do something like Naruto.
We haven't done that yet. That's one that I want to do. And I still want to do Sword Art Online.
Yeah, I like that one. I've watched a few of those.
I really like that one.
Well, I feel like Naruto would be cool.
I would like to do Soul Eater.
See, like, Dragon Ball Z and Naruto are kind of the same. Like, there's just so many episodes in a season. But, like, Dragon Ball... what was it called? Dragon Ball Kai. It took out all of the filler episodes and condensed Dragon Ball Z into, like... You know, it went from, like, I don't know, probably hundreds of episodes to, like, something way shorter. Where it just focused on the story and took all of the filler stuff out. And it updated, like, you know, the way it looked, too.
I think, honestly, one of the reasons, too, why I want to keep doing Inuyasha, not only because it's my favorite anime, but because I really like the movies. I love how they're drawn. I love how they're done. Like, I might like the movies more than I liked the series. But
is it that different, the way they're drawn?
I just love the animation and how they look in the movies. And, like, each movie is different in how it's done. And I love all fucking 4 of them. But, yeah, they do vary from the art style in the TV show. I feel like
it'd be hard to find the movies unless you own them. I have all 4. Oh, do you? Okay. Because that is one thing I've noticed about Crunchyroll, is that they don't have a lot of the anime movies. They have most seasons of most shows, but the movies, for instance, like, I was very surprised they put Jujutsu Kaisen Zero on Crunchyroll.
I'm pretty sure all 4 movies are still on Hulu, or maybe it's Netflix. I'm pretty sure it's Hulu for Inuyasha, but I own the only thing that I don't own is the final act, which is the last 26 episodes. I cannot find it, and I want it, because once I have it, my collection of the series, besides the manga, will be complete. That's the only part I am missing, is the final act.
What about My Hero?
Yeah, we haven't started that yet. And see, I want to do My Hero. I want to do Soul Eater.
The new season of My Hero is starting to come out in October. So your thoughts are somewhere around Inuyasha.
I mean, we still haven't done Black Clover.
Oh, yeah. I love Black Clover.
Yeah.
That's another hard one to decipher when we should stop, like, a, you know, a 5-part series.
And, like, then we kind of started Fairy Tale. It's kind of like Naruto. It's kind of slow taking off, but it gets better.
Yeah, Fairy Tale wasn't that it was bad. I don't know. I feel like it was, like, at a weird time when we were going to do it. Like, we technically recorded the first
five-part
series. So, like, it was just kind of a lot. As far as me to undertake all of my research that I normally do on every show, like, I feel like one episode was taking up, like, a whole page of notes. Like, it was just something about the way it was built just totally... It was just a lot of work, so I was like, let's step away from this.
And, like, Blue Exorcist.
Oh, Blue Exorcist.
Yes. That's
God, I love Blue Exorcist.
You know, I think I'm just going to write down, like, my top ones that I want to do, put them in a bowl, and just mix them up and draw one. And then...
If we did season two of Inuyasha, it'd be the first time we've done a season two of anything.
That's true. And I don't even know if at this point, because I want to do it in order as to how it's supposed to be watched. So it's either season one and season two and then the first movie, or it's season one and then the first movie. I have the list somewhere. I'll have to find it again. But I've never sat down and watched it that way, and I've always wanted to, just to see how the movies tie in with the series or whatever.
All right. We'll get back to that. Little housekeeping note. Subscribe to the YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe. Click that bell. All of our live streams for our recording sessions. And periodically, our video gaming streams will be there on that YouTube. Link below. For all your news for the show, it's going to be... All of the news gets pushed out onto my Twitter and the Facebook group. So pick one and follow that. Take a second to leave a 5-star review on Spotify or whatever platform you are using. Follow us on TikTok at Anime Autopsy. And that's Instagram and TikTok is at Anime Autopsy. So you can send us a voicemail or an email. All the information is below. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheRomeoStone. And our logo is made by Blue Room Media. For all of your art inquiries, reach out to them. Ask for Brandon. Tell them we sent you. Episode 21. One and only. As Mikey nears the tipping point, his friends make their final case to prevent him from going past the point of no return.
Because he killed somebody.
He's about to punch him to death. So Mikey loses interest in the fights and declares it to be over after defeating Hanma.
One kick and he was down.
Which begs the question, why didn't he just start with that?
Because Hanma was taking on Draken and he was leaving him to Kazutora.
Yeah.
But still, he could have lived a life. If he just went in and walked up to those two and just kicked them to begin with, I think we could have avoided all of this mess.
This whole show in this season is basically like, hey, why didn't they do that? To nip things in the bud. But, you know, I guess there wouldn't be much of a show if they did that. So he begins to brutally beat Kazutora. In the middle of this, Baji approaches Mikey and Kazutora and stabs himself to absolve Kazutora the responsibility of his death.
I was so pissed because I thought he was this close to stabbing Kazutora. And I was like, yeah, make him pay. And then he stabs himself.
It's almost like, don't stab Kazutora. How about somebody... For the love of God, take Kizuki out.
Yeah, but no, he stabby stabs himself, and I was not okay with that. I cried.
For the story, I understand why he did it. And it was necessary, honestly, because of the future they were about to face if Mikey killed Kazutora. So, I get it, but also, I definitely wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting him to kill himself. What is it called in Japanese? It's like where they've disgraced their family and then they stab themselves in the stomach.
Oh, the technical term?
Yeah, there's a term for it. That's what it reminded me of. Yeah.
It's like what Sir Criston Cole almost did in House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Oh, gosh. There's a name for it. But it'll come later. As Baji dies, he tells Takemichi and Chifuya that he faked his betrayal to investigate Kizuki.
Which we knew.
Everyone knew, Baji. Everyone knew. Baji explains that Kizuki had bargained a... See, this was interesting. So this is the first time we get knowledge of this. Baji explains that Kizuki had bargained a deal with Mikey to be appointed as the third division captain in exchange for expediting Pachin's release. I don't know what he has to do with expediting Pa's release, but them striking up this deal to make him the third division captain, back whenever it happened, everyone was kind of taken back, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it was strange to literally everybody, like, this decision he made. But, you know, like, the people at the higher-ups, like, Drock, and he was like, what? But also, he was like, this is the decision that Mikey's making. You're all good with it, right? You know, like, he backed Mikey because that's what he does. But it, you know, turns out he was, you know, it's basically he was bargaining with Mikey to get into that position. So I'm guessing Mikey still thinks that if it becomes an issue, I'll just take him out, you know. But as we know, the present day Kizuki runs. Yeah, he's the acting captain because Mikey's nowhere to be seen, which is still a mystery. Why is Mikey in hiding? Yeah. Why is Mikey not around? And even at the end of the season, Mikey's still not around. So Takemichi attempts to stop Mikey and drops Baji's charm in the process. So this charm is the one that he found on the ground a handful of episodes back. The sight of the charm causes Mikey to recall the formation of the Tokyo Manji Gang. And that is kind of where we end off on episode 21. Let's hit that episode 22. A lot of flashback episodes.
Yeah. Episode 22, One for All. This is like some My Hero Academia stuff. One for All. As Tomon leaves the battle behind, their heads hung low, Chifuyu and Kazutora reflect on what they should do to move forward.
So Mikey recalls on June 19th, 2003, Baji created the Tokyo Manji Gang to protect Kazutora from the Black Dragons, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a callback to the gang that the creator of the show was actually in.
Yep.
And realizes that Baji wanted him to forgive Kazutora. Another note, season two, whatever it's called, the Christmas arc, season two of Tokyo Revengers is apparently going to deal with Tomon and the Black Dragons. So they're going to come back. I guess I say come back, but like they've been mentioned in the show, like right here, they were mentioned because they were giving Kazutora a hard time because he lived around their domain. But season two is going to basically, I guess, be in the past part of the show. It's going to be Tokyo Manji Gang versus Black Dragons in some capacity, which I find very interesting because the creator was, that's the gang he was in.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the Tokyo Manji Gang and Valhalla disperse upon the arrival of the police. But Kazutora apologizes to Mikey and stays behind with Baji's body to turn himself in. I love how Mikey doesn't say a word to him. It's like, you don't deserve to hear my voice. Later, Chifuyu visits Baji's grave, recalls how they had become friends after Baji saved him from a gang.
Nerd.
So there was a flashback on a flashback in this episode. But it does give Chifuyu's backstory very briefly. But it kind of shows Baji. Whenever he meets Baji, he's like a super nerdy looking dude. He doesn't even think that he's a delinquent whatsoever. But he actually like comes to his aid at some point and saves his life. So I'm guessing from here on out, Chifuyu is going to be a pretty main character in the show. Because when we get to the last episode of this season, he's like even present day in Takemichi's life. But Takemichi and Draken then visit Kazutora in juvenile detention, where he is the where he's to be incarcerated for 10 years at the least. So that's pretty steep. So like if they're, I don't know, let's just say that he's 16. He'll be 26 when he gets out, which is crazy that he's going to spend 10 years and he's only going to be 26 when he gets out.
Especially for a murder.
Yeah.
Like, but that's a life sentence.
Well, he's been charged as a juvenile, I guess, right? But anyways, so like there was a part of that scene where he's like, I'm going to set it right, something, something. And then Draken goes, hey, don't kill yourself. And he's like, what? How did you know? So, like, he was going to make up for what he did by killing himself. Yeah. But at the end of this episode, Draken passes on a message from Mikey to Casatora, and he basically just says, I've forgiven you, and you are still a member of Tokimanji Gang. So, you know, all that he lost way back whenever he made that mistake, he has regained. Episode 23, End of War. Mikey insists Takemichi attend the next Tomon meeting. Meanwhile, Mikey and Emma are seen together, provoking a full investigation. I gotta admit, this is a total filler episode. Which I find so strange because I don't understand why shows do that. They put like a filler episode right before like the last episode.
If I'm being honest, I think I fell asleep during this episode.
You didn't miss very much.
Okay, good.
Besides Takemichi finally becoming a full-fledged member of Tokimanji Gang. This is where he got his jacket.
Oh, okay. For a split second, I thought you were going to say he lost his virginity, and I was like...
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Loser.
So, Draken takes Takemichi to a brothel where he was raised, and thanks for stopping Mikey. It's like a thanks for stopping Mikey from killing Casatora. Not very many people get to be this close to Draken. I think he even mentions that Mikey is the only person that's ever been in his bedroom besides Takemichi just then. Later, Takemichi, Hinata, and Naito believe Emma and Mikey are dating, but later learn from Draken that the two are half-siblings.
I remember that.
This episode was just not important. Mitsuya creates Takemichi's gang uniform in gratitude, and Takemichi later attends the Tokimanji Gang's meeting as a formal member.
Don't remember that.
Yeah, they had the meeting. Yeah, Mitsuyu has like a whole, like, he's like the head of whatever classroom he's in. So he's like super in charge. Like, it was interesting. I like the dynamic. It shows that he's not just a gang member. But Mitsuyu personally makes Takemichi's jacket, which he doesn't do for anybody but the founding members. So, Mikey appears with both Hanma and Chifuyu to make an important announcement.
I remember that, because he announces Takemichi as...
That's not even... Wait. Yeah, that's in episode 24.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It cliffhangs at that meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because, like, the big, what is, why is Hanma there? Because that's their enemy.
I'm sorry.
All right, hit episode 24. Yeah, episode 23 was just not important at all. It was a total filler episode.
Episode 24, a crybaby. Takemichi fears for Tomon's future. Returning to the present, he finds a completely unfamiliar world waiting for him.
Mikey announces that the Tokimanji Gang and Valhalla will merge, with Hanma as the captain of the newly created 6th Division. So if we go back, the original version of history was Tokimanji Gang loses to Valhalla, and Valhalla absorbs Tokimanji Gang. Now in this new future, or this new history that we've created, is Tokimanji Gang won that battle and is absorbing Valhalla into them. So... they've instantly went from a 150 member gang to a 450 member gang now. So Kizuki is celebrated as their savior, and Chifuyu nominates Takemichi to become the 1st Division captain, effectively taking place of Baji. So that's interesting. So how does he find his way into these situations? Takemichi has got a huge heart, but can't defend himself at all. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Takemichi returns to the present and finds himself as a high-level executive member. So he goes back to present day and he's in his video store that he was working in, and then realizes that he's not an employee. He's actually a customer there. With Mikey and Mitsuya. Okay, so this is very important. So Mikey and Mitsuya, so your favorite.
Yeah.
They're missing. So at first, Mikey was missing in our present day. Now it's Mikey and Mitsuya are missing, and Draken was executed. So now, in this new future, or this new present day, Draken is dead again. Again, Draken is dead. So, if we remember before, Draken was dead, then Draken was on death row, and then now Draken is back to being dead.
Damn, Draken. Get it together, man.
Kizuki is now the leader in Mikey's absence. So during the executives meeting, which there were a few new faces, then they were the same faces, just aged up a bit. I did notice that some of the new faces just complained about the old guys, quote unquote, old guys. All they do is sit around and collect money. So I'm very interested in season two, hopefully diving into like the present day stuff. So let's go back. During the executives meeting, he announces that the Tokyo Manchi gang has been raided by the police. And then Kizuki captures Takemichi and Chifuyu. So he basically pulls them aside, butters them up with the conversation. They have a drink with the psychopath. And then
he poisoned them.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, whatever he had in the liquor made him pass out. When they woke up, they were tied to chairs. But Chifuyu confesses that he was the one who leaked the info to the police as a way to avenge Baji, and is killed by Kizuki.
Right in front of Takemichi.
Yeah, so Chifuyu gets shot right in the head by Kizuki. Kizuki then prepares to shoot Takemichi, who he refers to as Hero.
And he's already shot him in the leg.
Oh, yeah, he did shoot him in the
leg. But the screen goes black, and then you hear the gunshot go off.
Yeah, so,
who's
I mean,
to say
I assume there's no season two without Takemichi.
Shot. Exactly. Yeah. Somebody came in and saved his ass once again.
But,
who was it?
I guess I would say if this never got approved for a season two, that would still be a good way to close the season, where it's like, ah, oh, dang, you know, there's no good ending to the story. I guess it would serve as a story of you can't change fate or something. But
oh, yeah.
There's a season two, so I have a pretty strong feeling that, you know, Takemichi survived somehow. But he refers to him as Hero. So I wonder, like, this whole season, I've wondered exactly what Kizuki knows present day about the time travel aspect of everything.
What if he turned the gun on himself and shot himself? I doubt he did, because it's Kizuki, but what if he did?
Maybe.
So, like, maybe frame Takemichi.
Well, imagine this.
For his and Chifuyu's death.
The opening shot of season two is the gunshot, but then you see Kizuki go down, and then behind him is standing Naito.
Or Mitsuya, or Mikey.
Mikey would be the mic drop on that one. Like, Mikey would be the perfect one, or Draken.
Draken. Well, he was executed.
Maybe he had to fake his death to get away from Kizuki. And
well, that's
then
a possibility, too.
Maybe he had to fake his death, and Mikey and Mitsuya helped him get away. Because they're in hiding, right?
Or what if, because it's in the future now, Kazutora had gotten out of jail finally after 10 years. And
oh, because it is 12 years in the future. So, like, he would have been out for at least 2 years. So that could be a possibility, too. Like,
so many possibilities.
He's, like, repaying the debt. Yeah, because
that would be a good one.
They really haven't mentioned him at all in present day.
Would be a good one for his way of, you know,
I would have to go back
that.
And look at the whiteboard that Naito has up. But I don't think he's got a picture of him anywhere. Unless I totally missed it.
So many possibilities.
I'm very excited for season two to be coming out in January.
I'm going to be honest. I am too. I didn't think I'd like this show that much, but I do.
And I might even try to endure reading subtitles as much as I possibly can.
You won't even do that for Attack on Titan with me. You tried. But I want to finish it, at least up into the final part, so bad. But I'm waiting so we can do it together.
I mean, it's all out now.
It's all in English now?
Yeah.
What the fuck have we been doing?
We watched a few episodes one weekend and then like we just never went back to it.
But yeah. I can't watch it tonight. I want to start Dahmer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I'm very excited. And I'll probably try to at least watch the first episode in dub or in sub.
Will it help if I read to you?
Can you act it out too?
Like voice acting?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Maybe I could. I've never tried.
We could film it too. Make a video out of it.
No.
Okay.
Look.
All right. So that's going to close out. That's season one. At the end of the day, I love this show. I love it even more that I've like had to dissect it for the show.
You were pretty excited when we started this one.
It's got to be like my modern favorite anime, you know? Like I would love to pick up the manga books and read them just to get the extra scenes that we probably didn't get. All right, let's close this out so we can watch an episode of Dahmer. Housekeeping notes. Subscribe to the YouTube. You know what it is. Like, comment, subscribe. Click that bell. All the live streams and the video clips go there. For all news updates, hit us up on my Twitter or join the Facebook group. Links below. Leave us a 5-star review and whatever on whatever platform you're using us or listening to us on. If you want to follow us on Instagram or TikTok, that's at Anime Autopsy. If you want to leave us a voicemail or send us an email, all the information is in the bio. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheRomeoStone. And our logo is made by Blue Room Media. For all of your art inquiries, reach out to them, Astor Brandon, and tell them that we sent you. That is going to close us out for the week. We'll see ya. Oh, for an update on which anime we're going to be doing next, keep your eyes peeled on my Twitter or the Facebook group.